you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, August 17th, 2020. And the strangest thing happened to me in the middle of the night last night. And maybe it's somewhat of a precursor of what I'll be talking about today, but I had no plans initially to share and say some of the things that I'll convey in the next few minutes. But this past weekend, I worked on a number of projects that are fun and exciting. And one had to deal with explaining and getting the word out about our trip to Pennsylvania being canceled and substituting a new and improved The Best of Branson. And so that I worked on Saturday, and it's now posted at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And I'll talk a little about that. And then also this coming Friday at the Harvest Moon Drive-In in Gibson City, there's a special feature called Working Man, filmed in Illinois, and I'll talk about that, and I'm also going to read a special letter that came in the mail a few days ago, but on this Memorization Monday, so we're going to try to fit all that in, so let me at least start with the Memorization Monday verse, because I'll close out the program with reading the chapter from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. But James 1:4 is the verse that we're going to be looking at today on Memorization Monday, and it states, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Okay, I know I'm a little scattered here, but I wasn't able to get my special guest, and this program is being broadcast from the home studio, which has these little gnats. I don't know what's going on here. There's these little flying gnats. It's like as if a banana peel was left under the studio console or something. And these little flying things every so often just show up somewhere. So I'm going a little crazy with that. But I'm holding down the fort, and we're going to get to James 1:4 in just a few minutes. But in the middle of the night last night, I woke up with this song on my mind, and I have no idea how many years ago or when I last heard it, because I have no recollection of hearing it or tuning in to the oldie station. But the lyric, things are gonna get easier. You know, some of you, are you going to realize that one right away? And so I couldn't think of any of the other lyrics other than things are going to get easier. Ooh, child, things are going to get easier. And so I kept lying in bed thinking, I'm not a prophet nor a son of a prophet, but I know all of us can't wait for this COVID-19 to run its course to end and allow us to get back to some normalcy. But maybe this song is for one of you today that's struggling, that's discouraged, maybe despondent, hurting, disillusioned, frustrated, angry, have experienced a job loss, a layoff, maybe a loved one you know is hospitalized or has passed away. So I'm not trying to minimize the repercussions this COVID-19 has had on all of our country, our world, on everyone in various ways. But I hope as I play this song, maybe it'll lighten your load for a few minutes. And when you hear the lyric, walk in the rays of the beautiful sun, let's think of that capital S-O-N sun, the Lord Jesus Christ, so the lyrics can maybe have a spiritual value as we know God's in control. Things can and will get easier as we lean into Jesus, as we trust God for the ultimate results and we persevere. And as it says in James 1:4, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So I found this song. This was recorded during Soul Train, titled Ooh Ooh Child, by the Five Stair Steps, recorded in 1970. And this is a Chicago-based family band, the Burke Family, and this solo release of theirs was a certified million seller and biggest pop hit in 1970.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Together and we'll get it undone. Someday
Radio, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends Memorization Monday. I know not the typical song you would hear on our playlist, but as mentioned, in the middle of the night last night, I woke up with that on my mind. I have no idea why, but I do trust better days are ahead of us as we navigate through this COVID-19. Better days don't necessarily mean they'll be without struggle or trial or tribulation or problems. But if we invite the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father to carry us along to work through the situation, things will, in fact, get easier. All right, I had to get that song out of my system. Maybe it'll carry some of you through the day. But by way of a few announcements, we had almost a busload signed up to go to Pennsylvania at the end of September into October. And because of COVID-19 and some of the closures of the site, we prayed it all up, thought it all through, planned it all out. Now we're going to have a 5-day, 4-night replacement trip experiencing the best of Branson, September 28th through October 2nd. And so Dave and Chris Sender of Happy Trails will be our primary hosts and coordinators of the trip. CJ and Sharon Sizemore of the Champions, they'll be along to provide some cheery good attitudes, and Holly Burns and I will be your hosts to encourage and bless you and have testimony time and some good sharing, maybe some sing-alongs. And so it'll be a 5-day, 4-night trip, September 28th, which is a Monday. We'll leave Marketplace Mall in Champaign Monday morning, returning on Friday night, October 2nd, to Marketplace Mall in Champaign. This 5-day trip will include 5 shows and various attractions that are listed on the website. You can learn all about it, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. 5 breakfasts, 4 dinners, some special touring, all the tips, everything included, $895 per person. That's with double occupancy, so 2 to a room. Or if you're a single desiring no roommate, it's $1,118. So that covers all the costs, the meals, with the exception of lunches, and you'll be on your own with various options as we stop and we tour throughout Branson, downtown Branson, in a variety of other stops and locations that we'll go to. So the best of Branson, September 28th through October 2nd. Learn all about it at greatnewsradio.org. greatnewsradio.org, as I posted some of the pictures, and we can send you an email with all the information, the various shows from the Hughes family, and that'll be a dinner show to a reenactment of the famous historical novel, The Shepherd of the Hills, over 90 actors and actresses, horses, sheep, mules, donkeys. That'll be a great production. We'll drive on an open tram through the canyon floor of Dogwood Canyon, eat at some fun restaurants, various shopping adventures. We'll see the production of Noah at the Sight and Sound Theater, which has over a 300-foot stage. I think they even get elephants, all sorts of animals, and they'll reenact the whole Noah story. There's the Fire and Light Show. Clay Cooper and his whole team of musicians and singers and dancers and some comedy. We'll go to the Pierciero Theater and see a great show there. Oh, there's just so much to it. You have to see all the pictures and the specifics, the five-day breakdown at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. We have room for about, I think, 12 or 14 more to join us. So find out more at greatnewsradio.org. Well, also this coming Friday at the Harvest Moon Drive-In in Gibson City, director Robert Jury produced a movie called The Working Man, which was filmed here in Illinois. And so this Friday night, August 21st, as the sun goes down, join my family for the special one-day-only viewing of Working Man. And if you search it on YouTube or under movie reviews, you'll see it's a family-friendly film that is inspirational. And let me paint the picture for you. In the Rust Belt of America, another factory is closing. After decades on the job, the reclusive Allery Parks finds himself out of work. Allery attempts to bide his time. However, despite the best efforts of his wife, a loose-ended existence just doesn't take, and he starts sneaking into the closed factory. At first, Allery does this alone, but in time he gains an unexpected ally in a passionate former co-worker who turns on the electricity and turns up the volume in Allery's previously secluded cocoon. Soon, other former employees want in on the action. They all take occupancy and restart production in an effort to pressure their bosses to reopen the facility. For the first time, Allery is the man in charge. However, when truths are revealed, this working man must confront the loss and pain he's been working so hard to avoid. All right, listening friends, so this Friday, August 21st, around sundown, so probably around 8 o'clock, but a lot of people get there early and tailgate it and have fun. There's children running all around. If you haven't been to the drive-in for a long time, Gibson City is one of the few around the country, certainly in the state of Illinois, that's still open. Mike Caroon, he's a founding partner with this radio ministry. We appreciate all of his support. But he's allowing all the monies that are taken for the tickets and the concession sales to help out with St. Jude's Children's Home. And he said if he gets a good turnout, he'll donate some back to the station, too. So let's make a date of it. Friday night, Harvest Moon Drive-In in Gibson City, Illinois. Friday only, August 21st, for a special showing of The Working Man. Okay, we'll save our great letter for another time. But let's get into James 1:4. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And Pastor Jason and I have talked a little bit about this as we're going through the book of James on Fridays. So we've shared some thoughts the last few weeks on Friday. And those programs are archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archive programs link. But here's the reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. This verse is a link in the chain connecting our worries, verse 3, with God's wisdom, verse 5. When facing trials of various kinds, we shouldn't view them as bad luck or as random misfortunes. They may be consequences of regrettable decisions or unavoidable debacles. They may appear as tragic accidents or be sent by Satan, but there is a Savior who embraced all of our struggles while stretched on the crossbar of Calvary. He not only redeems our souls from sin, but our circumstances from despair. He promises to wrest everything into conformity to His will and turn all things for good in our lives. James 1, 2-5 shows us how to manage problems from the perspective of Calvary. Jesus' death and resurrection enable us to count it all joy by understanding the process by which God produces people who bear the image of Christ. Our trials exercise our faith and build our spiritual muscle. The resulting stamina gives us greater endurance, leading to maturity. That doesn't mean it's easy. Anyone can say, count it all joy. But the old British preacher, Joseph Parker, prayed honestly when he said, Almighty God, we have tried to count it all joy when we have fallen into divers temptations, but we have failed in the attempt. It is hard to count it joy. How can we count it all joy when we are in the midst of tremendous assault? But he went on in his prayer to say, train us in this high-mindedness, this noble reverence, this rational and religious submission. This only can be done at the cross of Jesus Christ, thy Son. There is no other school in which we can learn such wisdom. And then there's a little story here. When I was growing up, my Aunt Louise owned a metal fabricating factory, and in those days before OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, I wandered rather freely among the men and machines. Forklifts and overhead cranes swung steel through the air like flyers on a trapeze. Metal was unrolled, crushed, and crunched into useful shapes, then plunged into acid baths before heading to the delivery trucks. To a boy like me, it was loud, confusing, and a little frightening, but I'm glad I saw what goes into the pipes that bring clear water into my kitchen sink. And it's kind of interesting, because I mentioned the movie coming this Friday, Working Man, that this is an illustration he gives today on James 1:4. Anyways, it goes on, this passage in James 1 is a tour of the industrial park where God forms and fashions us into pipelines for the living waters. We're under construction, but the testing of our faith produces endurance, leading to maturity, and through it all we become channels of blessings. And he closes out this chapter with a quote from Salvation Army hero Samuel Logan Brengel. My old eyes get dimmer. The specialist says the light will fade altogether. So I gird myself for darkness. Quote James 1:2-4. Shout hallelujah and go on. That was a quote by Samuel Logan Brengel. Well, listening friend, James 1:4, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And my prayer for you today is persevere, hang in there, stay the course, know that God wants to mature you so that you model and represent Jesus in greater ways to this hurting world, to your family, to your friends, your co-workers, to everyone around you. Doesn't mean things are going to be easy. But trust as you persevere, as you call on God, He'll see you through. I'll close out with Press On by Selah. May we press on and persevere. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
When the valley is deep, when the mountain is when the body is weary, when we stumble and fall, when the choices are press on.